نحمده ونستعينه ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره الكافرون وبعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one worthy of worship. There is none worthy of worship except Him. So we thank Him and we praise Him for having created us and for having made us Muslims, that without His guidance, we are doomed to the hellfire. So we thank Him and we ask Him to keep our hearts straight on the path of Islam and to save us from misguidance. There are many incidents that are occurring and that we should be concerned about, and we have to sometimes look at other people and take an experience from their failures, if I may use the term. But one or two things that are happening around the world that perhaps a lot of people are not talking about, and it's there in the news. Recently, a woman in Saudi Arabia, she was elected to the office of the Ministry of Women Affairs. And that's a first for Saudi Arabia. And a couple of years ago, they had some post for someone to be elected. So these are new things that are developing there. In Indonesia, there was a problem there recently. I understand the Oscar Award recently passed, and they were rebroadcasting it in Indonesia. And whenever anyone was speaking about homosexuals or lesbianism or gay, the words were taken out. And because of that, the gay community in Indonesia, they were upset. Because I believe the person who won the best actor, he acted in a film that was promoting, you know, homosexuality, like. Or it was about a person, a real life person who was a homosexual, and he came out. As I say, he came out of the closet. And he was murdered. So they were in uproar over that, some of the people who were there. And the interesting thing about that is that Indonesia is supposed to be majority Muslims. So even among the Muslims, we have this problem of your identity. Am I a male or a female? Strangely enough. But we have to be very firm about what we are. In Trinidad here, recently, about last week or maybe 10 days ago or so, there was a debate in UWI between a pastor, I believe, and a self-proclaimed atheist. Now, an atheist is a person who doesn't believe in the existence of God. So they were going to debate, does God exist or not? The problem with these debates is that even though you may have the facts, it is the person who is the best debater, the better debater, the one who can put across his point of view the best way, that is the one who will win, not necessarily the ones who have the facts with them. Then in Britain, there were some talks about, you know, having multiple wives that was going on last week or so. And also, have you ever heard about the atheist buses? You know, atheist buses, they call it. That a group of people here who do not believe in God, atheists, they are running an advertisement on the buses. In Britain, there you have a lot of advertisements all over the place. And one of the places they put them is on buses. And basically, the advertisement runs like this. maybe there is no God. So live good for goodness sakes. In America, the same group of people, well, the American version of them, they ran on their buses, basically, God does not exist. They were more direct. God does not exist, so just be good. Now, these two societies, they are initially supposed to be from a Christian background. And we can see, therefore, that the people who were not involved in the learning process of Christianity, the priests, the pastors and bishops and whatever you may have, they were not there to run the state. And with that, and in Europe, there was a separation of the state from the church. So they separated the state from the church because they didn't want the people who were religious to run the affairs of the state. Well, they would not have been equipped in any case, because Christianity and Judaism and these things, they do not give all the answers as Islam does. So they separated the state from the church. And even in the United States of America, I'm not sure for Britain, but in the United States of America, you cannot teach God in the classroom, because it might offend a child who does not believe in God. So what has happened is that these people, and it goes back now, it reflects on the leaders of Judaism and Christianity and the other religions, well, the major ones, that Christianity, let's say Christianity, that basically it has failed. And there was a writer in the Express, he writes a lot of articles, his name is Gwyn Dyer, approximately that's how you pronounce it, Gwynny Dyer or Gwyn Dyer. He was saying that when they check the youths in Britain, the majority of them do not believe in the existence of God. And this is supposed to be a Christian society. The majority of them do not believe in the existence of God, or at least they may have a doubt whether God exists or not. So their religion has failed them, and maybe not their prophet, but their religion, the people who they have taken as their leaders, have failed them, and the religion itself, because it does not deal properly with what the concept of God. It does not deal properly with it. So because of that, you find that the youths, then intellectual vacuum concerning divine knowledge. Now, why are we talking about all this? We are talking about all this because we have to be very careful that we do not fall in the same hole where we fail our children, we fail the Muslim community at large, where people, because of the Western ideas we have swimming around us, people get sucked into shirk without knowing it. They can get sucked and pulled into kufr, disbelief, without knowing it, without realizing it. They can be pulled into disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal without realizing it. And slowly, a person may lose his iman and eventually lose in his Islam totally. May Allah forbid. But it has happened. It has happened. And even though in these countries, these religions have failed, they are still doing a lot of work there. They're still trying to push whatever it is they're pushing, with emotions, if you wish. And here in Trinidad as well, people will come across and tell you, you know, they got their savior in Jesus Christ and all these other things. So we, as a Muslim community, we need to establish our iman. Our Islam does not stand up except with La ilaha illallah. And if we do not have that entrenched in us, we are losing, or we have lost, or we may not even be Muslim if it is we do not have La ilaha illallah entrenched in us. So we need to learn about La ilaha illallah. You cannot profess in La ilaha illallah just like that and do not know what it is, because we may end up doing what is haram and what might even be shirk. Because in Islam, our belief system and our acts of worship, everything is haram except what Allah Azza wa Jal has allowed us to do and has allowed us to believe in. So we can't go about believing what we want to believe in except what Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have given us. So our iman, our acts of worship must be based on what is halal for us to believe in, what it is allowed for us to believe in, and what it is allowed for us to do. And when we go beyond that, we can be disobeying, we can be doing what we say bid'ah, making innovations in the religion, we can be committing kufr, disbelief, and the worst of them, we can be committing shirk. So if a person is worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and he feels as though he should be worshipping Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time, then he's committing shirk. And it is very pertinent that we speak about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his status in Islam and his status with respect to our beliefs. But coming back to the main point is that we have to be very firm with our Islam, with our iman, our faith. And if it is we do not know enough about it, then we have to go and learn. Because as the kalima say, La ilaha illallah, we know that there is no one, nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And he adds with it, Wa Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what is the wisdom of adding Muhammadur Rasulullah? Part of it is that you cannot learn La ilaha illallah, you cannot know La ilaha illallah except if you have taken Muhammad as the messenger of Allah. If you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the messenger of Allah. Because without the messenger of Allah, we do not know Allah. We wouldn't know him. So he came with the message of teaching us this tawheed, this oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, this La ilaha illallah. So through his teachings sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his teachings are the Quran and his sunnah, we learn La ilaha illallah. This is why he tells us, Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, that Allah Azza wa Jal raised the mention of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the kalima is not completed except with Muhammadur Rasulullah. But know, however, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not an object of worship. He is not an object of worship. This is why Allah Azza wa Jal has instructed him to say in the Quran, "Qul innama ana basharum mithlukum." Say, I am a man just like you. The difference, yuha ilayya. This is the difference. He received revelation. Qul innama ana basharum mithlukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahu wahid. That it has been revealed to me that your God, your deity is one. Faman kana yarju liqa'a Allah faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbih falyamal amalan salihan wa la yushrik bi ibadati rabbih ahada. So whosoever is desirous of meeting his Lord, then let him do good deeds and do not commit any shirk. Do not associate partners with the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So when we are praying to Allah Azza wa Jal. We are not praying to the Prophet. We are not praying to any saints. When we are making our dua, some people make dua to the Prophet. That is shirk. Some people make dua to the awliya Allah, who they may think are awliya Allah, people who are get close to Allah Azza wa Jal, that is shirk. And make dua to dead people, that is shirk. Even dua to living people is shirk. So we have to be very careful and we have to know our La ilaha illallah. And all the other aspects of worship, they are done for the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for no one else. So, we know that the Prophet's birthday is coming up next 4 days or so. And a lot of people will be doing things. And they even quote from the Quran, they would even quote from the Quran that you should do this, what is called a ta'zim. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse 157, this is what they would use. The Quran tells us, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَسَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So those people who believe in him, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who believe in the Prophet, and then he uses the word az wa azzaruhu. Azzaruhu means to respect and honor him. And the Arabic word they use to show the meaning of azzaruhu is ta'zim. So they say, if you don't do ta'zim, this is what you have heard it in my own ears, because this verse says it. But if you want to understand the meaning of the verse, you go back to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the way to respect and honor the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not the way that these people would do it, but to believe in him as a prophet, to obey him, to follow him, not to say bad things about him. And with respect to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they must not raise their voices in his presence or hasten him with anything. And this is how we do it. So with respect to us, the way we do this ta'zim, this azzaruhu, respect and honor him, is to believe in him as a prophet, because this is the status that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to him. He didn't take it. He didn't say, I'm going to do deeds to deserve to be a prophet. He had no choice in that matter. Allah chose him. Al-Mustafa, the one who has been chosen by whom? By Allah Azza wa Jal. He's Al-Mustafa. He was chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. He didn't choose himself. So he was chosen by Allah Azza wa Jal. So we believe in him as a prophet. And when we hear his name, we say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we follow him. We learn about what he has given us, and we follow him as best as we can. But we do not do practices that will make us fall into those people who are going into the fire of hell because they have deviated. We don't do that. We don't make dua to him. And we don't worship him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This verse in Surah Al-A'raf continues. So those people who believe in him and respect and honor him and help him and follow the light which was revealed with him, which is Islam, they are the muflihun, they are the winners. And then it says, "Kul ya ayyuhan nasu inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a." Say, O mankind, I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. Alladhi lahu mulku as-samawati wal ard, the one who owns the heavens and the earth. La ilaha illahu. There is no one worthy, there is no one, nothing worthy of worship except him. Yuhyi wa yumit, he gives life and he causes death. Fa aminu billahi wa rasulihi an-nabiyil ummi alladhi yu'minu billahi wa kalimati. So believe in Allah and his messenger, his illiterate messenger, prophet, couldn't read and write, who believes in Allah and his word. Wattabi'uhu la'allakum tahtadun, and follow him. This is it, follow him so that you can be guided. So, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is here. Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed the Quran so that we can be on the right path. As he tells us in the Quran, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid, and your Lord is one, your God is one. La ilaha illahu ar-Rahmanur Rahim. There is no God but him. He's ar-Rahman. He's the merciful, the compassionate. So let us not be like these nations who have lost their aqidah. And while Islam is not the predominant religion in Trinidad, we do have a community of Muslims. The community of Christians in Britain is very large, but they have lost them to atheism, to modernism, all the negative aspects of it. So we have a community of Muslims here, and we have problems. And we have spoken about some of the problems, the youth, even in this Jamaat, that they are facing. But at the same time, if it is that we were to drive them away, whether they be youths or adults or whatever, if we were to drive these people away who have the problems, we may end up losing them. And other people who see us driving these other people away will say, I want to have nothing to do with them. The mosque, that is. And we can end up losing our community. We may see more Muslims coming in, but they may be Muslims from other areas. They may be new Muslims, people or Muslims who, you know, were kind of halfway in, halfway out, and they're coming in. But we may be losing as well. So we don't want to lose anybody. We don't want to lose anybody. We have to love for our brother what we love for ourselves. And we do not know if Allah is going to misguide us later on. And we don't ask Him for that. We ask Him to guide us on the right path and to keep us on Islam. But we don't want to lose anybody. So we need, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to understand the problems we are having, whatever it is, and try to resolve them. Invite people to the mosque. The mosque is beautiful. The mosque should be the most beautiful building in the country. And when I say the most beautiful, I'm not talking about physical beauty. Beauty in the sense that when you come to the mosque, you feel a sense of sakina, a sense of tranquility, a sense of taqwa, of piety, a sense of belonging with your Muslim brothers and sisters. And we don't want anybody to feel that when they come here, they may be challenged to such an extent that they feel negative towards coming to the mosque. But we need to invite people to the mosque, invite people to Islam, invite people back to the concept of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah bless us and keep us on the path of Islam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whosoever his last statement is لا إله إلا الله, he's going to enter Jannah. So there are people who will be punished, but because they believe in لا إله إلا الله, they'll be taken out of the fire and put into the Jannah al Firdaus. Well, Jannah, wherever it's Firdaus, wherever it is, Allahu A'lam. So let us keep our iman intact, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. عباد الله إن الله تعالى قد أمرنا في القرآن الكريم أن نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ورضى اللهم على الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر عمر عثمان وعلي ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم ربنا أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وألف بين قلوب المسلمين وانصر المجاهدين في كل مكان ورجع الخلافة إلينا اللهم ربنا دمر الشرك والمشركين وشقق شمل أعداء دين كما شققت شمل الأحزاب إنك أنت على كل شيء قدير آمين يا رب العالمين إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم السلام.